This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. President Joe Biden was on the stump for his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan today. In a speech at the White House this afternoon, Biden defended a proposed corporate tax increase to help pay for the plan. Biden wants to raise the tax rate on corporations from 21% to 28%, though he said today he's willing to negotiate on the exact amount. Opponents of the idea say it could create even more incentive for companies to shift their profits to countries with lower tax rates. And to fight that, the Biden administration has come out in support of a global minimum tax for corporations. So this kind of gaming of the system doesn't keep happening. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
This gaming of the system, it's not great for countries like the U.S., but it works for the tax havens, places like the Cayman Islands. Terrence Corvat is an international law professor at George Mason University.
Their argument is that they don't have as developed an infrastructure, or they're not in the center of transportation networks or other things. And so they charge a lower rate in order to attract businesses.
But that creates what many policymakers here have called a race to the bottom. Steve Rosenthal is a senior fellow at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
The countries compete with each other to lower tax rates to attract more corporations.
So the OECD is trying to strike a deal that would make this kind of profit-shifting maneuver much harder. Countries would agree to a minimum tax rate for foreign corporate subsidiaries. And I won't get into the weeds here, but Rosenthal says in the plan, there are ways the U.S. and the OECD are trying to push all countries to participate.
And the consequences of not participating could be large enough that they would go along, at least to some extent.
But there are more than 50 countries that are not even at the negotiating table for this deal. Lillian Fallhaber is a law professor at Georgetown.
So there remains a question as to whether or not there could still be tax competition with other countries still imposing lower rates of tax.
But she says the OECD is getting a lot closer to a deal than any other group has. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.